faster, easier way to clean porcelain and enamelware, change to Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. Makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Ladies, if you're discouraged because cleaning is so tiring, then try that famous work saver, Babbo, B-A-B-O. Babbo cleans so easily, so quickly. The reason? Well, 90% of your daily scrubbing and scouring is caused by grease. Yes, if it weren't for grease, cleaning would be light, fast, easy work. Babbo dissolves this grease that makes cleaning so hard. Then, with grease gone, dirt wipes gently away. It's safe, easy, thorough. You're through fast. Try Babbo today. See how much time and work you can save. Get two cans of Babbo, one for the bathroom, one for the kitchen. And now, Laura Lawton. Unaware of the terrible plan Bert Harris is putting into action regarding her husband, Peter Carver, Laura's at Peter Shipyard with his secretary, May Case, waiting for word from the hospital. For Laura hopes that Bert, who is one of Peter's most trusted employees, will be able to get Peter to consent to the operation, which will make him well again. Laura has no idea what Bert's misdirected devotion for Peter has inspired him to do, to spirit Peter out of the hospital. Now, Stephen Grant, the young naval architect upon whom Laura is relying so much these days, comes to the door of the office to ask.
No word from the hospital, May?
No, Stephen, no word.
Oh. Come in. Come in, Stephen.
Well, now that you're just being polite, Laura, if you'd rather be alone for Pete's sake, say so.
We'd like to have you, Stephen. We're rather jittery. You'll help, I think.
If I only could.
It's a strange vigil we're keeping, May and I. You usually think of a vigil as taking place at night. Here we are, the sun pouring in the windows, broad daylight. It's hardly the time or the place to be waiting, watching, praying.
Laura, the best thing you could do would be to go for a good walk.
Where?
Along the river. Stephen, you go with her. My aged bones wouldn't be any good.
How about it, Laura?
No. No, I couldn't.
What's taking so long about it, May? Is it that chap Harris glorying in his position of importance?
Stephen, please. Please, now don't you start on Bert Harris now.
Why?
I've been making speeches about him.
Yes, I know, May. You have the same feeling I have of irritation because he is in such a position of power.
I feel if Bert Harris didn't disapprove of me, that...
That what?
Oh, that he'd go right ahead about the operation. He'd talk Peter into it without so much fanfare. I feel it's his disapproval of me that makes him suspicious of my intentions.
Which would be pretty darned insulting if it were true, Laura.
And I've therefore let Peter down again, you see.
Oh, Laura, you need that walk.
You really do, Laura. If you start accusing yourself of any wrong toward Peter, you don't only need a walk, you need a good spanking.
Well, I don't want to leave the office. I don't want to be more than 2 feet away from that telephone.
Well, just what is going on up there anyway?
Well, you know, Stephen, Dr. Valancourt and Dr. Mercer and Mrs. Bailey, the nurse, they're talking the whole thing over with Bert Harris. Showing him x-rays.
When he comes out, he'll probably have a medical degree.
My feeling, Stephen.
Why we should bother to put...
Because, Stephen, he's devoted to Peter.
More than you? More than May? More than Alec Mercer?
Stephen, you're right in taking this attitude, but... Well, at the same time...
At the same time, nothing, Laura. Look, why don't you call the hospital and see what's going on?
They're all in conference, we were told.
You see, Stephen?
Yes, I see, Laura.
I see, too, that you're going to be ready for a straitjacket. And one of these days, someone's going to start worrying about you, you know? I wonder what'll happen then. Won't you be surprised, Laura? I'll bet you'll be surprised.
And at the hospital, Bert Harris is being shown the x-rays that prove how serious is Peter Carver's condition. Mrs. Bailey, Peter's nurse, is attending to the projection machine. Dr. Mercer sits silently in the back of the room, while Dr. Valancourt sits next to Bert, who is saying...
I didn't know you could do this, Doctor. I thought x-rays were just big negatives or something.
Well, this is a new development, Mr. Harris. We're able to throw the picture on the screen greatly magnified. Now, you see, there would be the point of operation, Mr. Harris. Relieving that pressure there would, as I've said before, restore to function all the heretofore limited reaction.
You're sure?
Yes.
You fellows ever give written guarantees on your work?
It isn't customary.
Sure it isn't.
Well, that's about all I have to show you, Mr. Harris. If there are any other questions, Dr. Mercer has another patient to see, and Mrs. Bailey...
Sure. You're the one I want to talk to.
Well, we've used up about 2 hours now in going over this matter with you.
Sure. You think it's too much?
Well, not at all. Alec, while I talk with Mr. Harris a while longer, will you check on the newest blood counts?
Yes, of course, Randy.
Now then, Mr. Harris, we've come to the end of what medicine can tell you about Mr. Carver.
You have to cut his head open and fix that thing up. And there's no other way.
Precisely.
I don't like operations myself.
No one does.
What'd you go into it for?
Well, Mr. Harris, I don't think this is the time for a discussion of my career.
I guess the hired help isn't called in often for opinions like I'm given, is it? You deal with pretty fancy folks.
I hope we're not going to get involved in a class struggle here, Mr. Harris.
All I'm doing is keeping, I hope, a guy from being railroaded into something he didn't ought to have.
I couldn't begin to argue with you on that score, Mr. Harris. I have nothing to gain by operating on Mr. Carver. I assure you, if I am wrong in operating on him, I have a great deal to lose. My reputation exists and my success...
Sure. You know I'm crazy about the guy. I have been since he was a kid.
Yes, I know.
The pictures were good. They looked all right to me. And what you said made sense, Dr. Valancourt.
Thank you.
Only I had to know, didn't I? What kind of a guy would I be if I said okay without any idea of what I was talking about?
I appreciate that.
I can see what you're talking about now, but... Gee, I'm a shipbuilder. How would I know unless... I had it explained to me.
Well, you wouldn't, and you're right not to take it on faith alone. By all this, however, am I to understand...
I'll tell him he should have the operation. How good I'll be at it, I don't know. I don't know if I can make him see it, but I'll tell him.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Harris. That's something accomplished.
I guess I ought to go see him now. Can I?
Oh, certainly. Come along, because, of course, as you know, the sooner the better in a situation like this. We could operate tomorrow morning if we get his consent.
Yeah, he's got to sign a paper, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Legally, we have to have a signature.
Well, that's all right. He'll believe me. He'll know I'm not doing it for any reason except for his good.
You could accomplish something in the direction of restoring his confidence in Mrs. Carver.
Yeah. That's tough, isn't it? The way he acts about her.
I think it's adding just one more thing to a very heavy burden.
Well, maybe I can do something there, too. Well, this kind of makes me feel like a diplomat.
Well, we need diplomats sometimes, Harris, and we're very grateful for you at this point. Now, just to reassure Mrs. Carver, I'm going to telephone her at the shipyard.
Okay.
Telephone's right around here, I think.
Randy.
Yes, Alec?
Randy, Peter Carver isn't in his room.
What?
What'd you say?
He's not in his room. We've got everybody searching the hospital, but he's nowhere to be found.
Well, he can't have gotten very far.
Listen, did he run away? Did he...
He's fully dressed, Randy. His clothes are gone.
Now, wait a minute. Let's get hold of ourselves here. Let's not go off the deep end.
What kind of a place is this? Didn't you have a nurse with him if he's that sick?
Mrs. Bailey was with us, Harris. Alec, what are you doing? Are you getting the police? If he's dressed, he's obviously left the hospital.
All right. Everything's getting underway. They're getting the police now. They'll have a description out for him.
He's sick. Why, he'll get hurt. He's just wandering around somewhere.
Yes.
Harris, just you...
Good night, Alec. This is... I can't seem to think.
You guys had better start thinking. You guys had better get this thing all straightened out.
Confound you, Harris. Shut up.
Alec, Laura, what in heaven's name are
we... telephone her, will you? I've got to get to work with the police.
I'll telephone her.
I'll be right back, Andy.
Some place. Some doctors, I must say.
Harris.
Some doctors. You had the poor guy so scared he ran out into the street. Scared you were going to...
operate on him. If you don't shut up, Harris, I'll...
Go ahead. Try it.
Well, I beg your pardon. I'm thoroughly distracted. What is the number of the shipyards? Well, never mind. I'll have the operator get it for me.
Disappeared. I got to find him.
He was all right this morning when you saw him. He wasn't at all disturbed, was he?
Nope, I don't think he was. Mr. Peter just wandering around like that.
Hello. Put me right through to Mrs. Carver. Yes, thank you. It's vitally important. I can't understand it. I can't understand.
There it is, May.
The telephone. The telephone.
Answer it, Stephen. I can't. All of a sudden, I'm a coward. I can't answer it.
Hello? Stephen Grant. Yes, she's here. Oh, Dr. Valancourt. What? Great Scott, man.
Something's wrong. What is it? Oh, what is it?
Laura takes the telephone which Stephen Grant hands to her. And at the hospital, Bert Harris smiles with satisfaction as he hears the news of Peter's disappearance being given to Laura Lawton. Ladies, I know you'd like to clean your pots and pans, bathroom and kitchen fixtures quicker than you do now. Then listen to these results of Babbo's new nationwide survey. Not a survey conducted among professional scientists, mind you, but among nearly 6,000 housewives who were asked to test Babbo's speed in their own bathrooms and kitchens. Yes, women who took part in our survey compared Babbo with all other cleansers. And their actual reports show that on the average, Babbo saved over 2 minutes in cleaning a wash basin, over 3 minutes in cleaning a kitchen sink, over 2 minutes in cleaning a greasy frying pan, and so on. Savings that add up to more than one half hour cleaning time saved a day. Now, especially if you have a big house, consider the many, many cleaning jobs you have to do each day. Apply these average savings to those jobs, and you'll see how you might save even more time. Think what that means. A bright, shining house, plus over one half hour a day extra time. In addition, our survey shows that Babbo is safest for fine surfaces. Most economical, too. Because so little Babbo cleans so much. The secret is simple. 90% of your daily scouring is caused by grease. Babbo was specifically created to dissolve grease. Then with grease gone, dirt wipes gently off, safely, thoroughly. You're through with record speed. Try Babbo. See how much less tiring your cleaning becomes. How much extra time you save. Today, get speedy, economical B-A-B-O Babbo. For added convenience, get two cans, one for the bathroom, one for the kitchen. Laura Lawton will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking and asking you to remember that Laura Lawton is brought to you by Babbo, the grease-dissolving cleaner. So tune in tomorrow. And meanwhile, change to Babbo and see how much easier your cleaning becomes.
Hog raisers, to market more fine pork, have extra cash in the bank, adopt this low-cost way farmers everywhere use. Simply use Lycons. Use it to sanitize pens, troughs, to help control disease, to sweeten the swill, aid digestion, so hogs grow heavier, sturdier, so you can realize bigger profits. Buy it at your grocery or general store. Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S.
Start each morning off by tuning in to Fred Waring's show over most of these NBC stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.